What would you really rather do this Christmas? Buy a gift for someone who already has a lot, or make a difference in our world by feeding a hungry mouth? What would you really rather receive? A present that you don't really need or sometimes even want or like, or the knowledge that you helped someone learn English, that you educated a poor child, or helped someone rebuild their life after a disaster? Tonight we move on to week 2 of the Advent conspiracy theme. Last week we focused on worshiping fully to prepare for Christ. This week we think about spending less, why we should consider that, and what it does to help us prepare and celebrate for the birth of Christ. No one can deny that Christmas has become a season of excess. It's difficult to go against the crowd that seems to want nothing more to do than to eat, drink, and be merry. Spending less requires us to plan, to research, to explain, to build relationships, all things that at first glance are more taxing and time-consuming than flipping through the latest catalog or going to the mall and binging on a bunch of stuff, or to my favorite place, to Target. I admit it. However, as we choose to go against the flow of our culture, it's important to remember that spending less on Christmas presents doesn't mean that we love our friends or family any less. In fact, we often find that when we give creative, personal gifts, people see our love and God's love more clearly. So tonight, we think about spending less, which for each of us means something different, because we all spend different amounts on Christmas gifts. So what does it mean for us to spend less? We join the crowd that we heard in today's gospel, who asked John the Baptist, "What then should we do to prepare for the coming of Christ?" John says, "Whoever has two coats must share with those who have none, and whoever has food should do the same." So for those of us who are blessed with more food and more coats than we need, this is a good place to start. Take a look at what we truly need, not just what we want, and that is a good place to begin to plan to spend less. There are also ways to spend less, or to spend money to buy things that our loved ones might want, but maybe don't need, but to spend in a way that's helpful to advancing God's mission in our world. What about if we buy things from places like the Third World Shop, which is a ministry of Capitol Drive Lutheran Church in Milwaukee? Products from there come from local artisans around the world who support their families through making various crafts and other things. What about if we spend money at local shops that support people in our communities? We are blessed with many local businesses in our towns like Cedarburg and Grafton and Port Washington. If we want to spend money, we can also consider the kinds of companies where we shop. Do they treat their employees well? Do they run advertisements that use sex appeal to sell their products? The kids see those ads. Being conscious of where we spend is also something we can consider as we seek to spend money faithfully. We also have to ask, what kind of story does our spending tell our kids and grandkids and our families? Is it healthy to give our children whatever they want? Many children are even so completely overwhelmed by the volume of their Christmas gifts that they don't even enjoy it. I remember my 3-year-old niece opening present. What's next? What's next? She was like a zombie. Just, what's next? What's next? And even Bennett this year on his 2nd birthday, we didn't get him a lot, but, you know, there was us, there was his grandparents, you know, so he had several gifts to open, and, you know, he opened one and he just wanted to play with that toy. So really, we could have just got him one gift. he would have just been perfectly happy. There was a family from Texas whose congregation did the Advent conspiracy theme a couple years ago. And that family decided through their time learning about this program that they were going to change the way that they celebrate Christmas. And the first step was slashing how much they spent. They were nervous about how their kids would respond, but the true beauty of Christmas and the message of this actually changed them. And the family described their new way of giving like this. They said, when we first talked to the boys, they were a little disappointed. But looking back, I didn't see any of that disappointment on Christmas Day. We're so grateful for the Advent conspiracy because we knew things didn't feel right at Christmas, but we couldn't pinpoint exactly what was wrong. Now I know that more for us actually means a whole lot less. Christmas in America is more about getting what we want than giving what people need. Is that the tradition that we want to pass down to future generations? Do we want to spread the message that Christmas is all about us and our greed instead of about Jesus and what his birth means in our lives? It's pretty sad that debt and consumerism reach their peak at the time when we celebrate our Savior coming into the world, who came to liberate us from those things. The Creator of heaven and earth had something different in mind for us, that we would share the abundance that we have with others. Excuse me. And not go into debt trying to get everything that we want for ourselves. It's definitely countercultural to do these things, to spend less, to give generously, to sacrifice, when we're told that more is always needed and that bigger is always better. The love of money, which the Bible says is the root of all evil, plagues us all, Christians or pagans, men and women, poor and rich. We got an email this week from Pastor Steve Jerby, the pastor at All People's Church, our partner church in Milwaukee, telling us that for the third time, and I think it was 6 months, someone has stolen the valuable copper wiring from the outside of their church. Third time. Despite all their best efforts, they put up cameras, everything. They have tried to protect this, but this keeps happening. Why would someone steal from a church? The only reason I can think of is that they're either desperate to pay their bills, to feed their family, or to buy drugs. The love of money creates all kinds of problems, including addictions, economic disparity, and theft. It affects churches and Christians too. As you've probably heard, we're about to begin a capital campaign here at Grace. And I know this makes many people nervous because they worry about how much they'll be able to give. But one of the really special things about the program we're using is that it focuses on equal sacrifices, not equal gifts. I would guess that most of us sitting here have something that we can sacrifice to help us as a congregation further God's mission in our world. And our Christmas spending is something I invite you to consider. Maybe instead of asking for a present in the coming years, you can ask your family to donate to our capital campaign or another charity that's important to you. This doesn't just have to be at Christmas. It can be when we celebrate birthdays, weddings, baptisms, anniversaries, graduations. We can celebrate these things not just with money or with stuff, but by giving gifts of time, relationship, and charity. Like Jesus, our modern-day author C.S. Lewis, who you know is a Christian writer and also wrote The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, C.S. Lewis believed that the best way to break the power that we give money over us is to give our money away. But he didn't offer a formula about how much we should give. Instead, he said this, "I do not believe one can settle how much we ought to give. I'm afraid the only safe rule is to give more than we can spare. If our charities do not at all pinch or hamper us, I should say they're too small. There ought to be things that we should like to do and cannot do because our charitable expenditure excludes them. It's an interesting way to think about our spending and our giving. What is it that we're giving up so that we can give more? What's changing in our life because we're spending less? What can we change in the lives of others when we spend less on gifts so that we can give more time, attention, support, or charity? How would our world be changed if we gave more than we could spare? This Advent, what would it take for us to give that a try? This time tonight is an invitation for all of us to consider trying something new. And even just start with this. Try giving one less gift this year. Think about how this could make a difference in your relationships and in the world. Think about how it could impact your faith. Think about how doing something new could help you be a little closer to God this Advent and Christmas. Next week, our theme is Give More, and we'll have some ideas for you, places you can donate, but also ideas about how when we spend less time focusing on stuff, we can give more time to our families, to service, and most importantly, to God. Take a moment of prayer now to ask God to guide your spending of time and money this Advent and to think about the ways in which Jesus' birth models and shapes our sacrifices. Amen.